This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr staunchly defended sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as the Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee Tuesday, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr testified for more than 5 hours in a tension-filled hearing room where Democrats were clearly angry and Republicans were upset that Barr was interrupted when he tried to answer some of the questions. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. The International Monetary Fund has approved a $4.3 billion loan to South Africa to combat the coronavirus pandemic. South Africa is the most developed country on the African continent. It's experiencing a sharp economic contraction as the country grapples with more than 452,500 cases. That's the world's fifth highest coronavirus caseload. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has made available $100 million in emergency aid to 10 resource-challenged countries in Africa, the Middle East, and the Americas. So far this year, the office has allocated a record $225 million to 20 countries. Wide-scale testing began Monday in the United States on two potential COVID-19 vaccines to determine their safety and effectiveness. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations warned Tuesday that its humanitarian operation in Yemen is vastly underfunded and on the verge of collapse as COVID-19 ramps up and millions of people face extreme hunger in a matter of weeks. Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told the UN Security Council, without more funding, we should all expect large increases in hunger, malnutrition, cholera, COVID-19, and above all, death. He added, we should expect many more people to die. The UN says war-torn Yemen is undergoing the world's worst humanitarian crisis. $3.2 billion is required for the response this year. At a pledge conference in June, donors promised only $1.35 billion of the $2.4 billion required for the most essential needs. That leaves the Yemen effort with a shortfall of more than $1 billion. Lowcock said the organization has already had to implement cuts to many essential services, including reducing rations to 8 million of the 13 million Yemenis it feeds each month. He said similar cuts are affecting millions of people who rely on aid organizations for clean water, health care, and other needs. Further cuts are planned for August and September if the cash crisis continues. Global airline passenger traffic won't return to pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels until 2024, a year longer than previously thought, according to the International Air Transport Association in a new forecast released Tuesday. Passenger traffic was down over 86% in June compared to last year. The trade association blamed slow virus control in developing countries and in the United States, which together represent about 40% of the global air travel market. Companies are cutting their corporate travel budgets in favor of continuing virtual meetings, and consumer confidence in air travel hasn't recovered either, as rising unemployment and health risks outweigh the desire to travel. The ruling ZANU-PF party in Zimbabwe is threatening to expel the United States ambassador to that nation, Brian Nichols, accusing him of being a thug who undermines the country's laws. The party's acting spokesperson, Patrick Chinamasa, told reporters in Harare, if Nichols continues engaging in what he said were acts such as supporting disturbances, coordinating violence, and training insurgency, the party's leadership will not hesitate to give him his marching orders. Chinamasa's comments suggest the United States supports Friday's planned protest by opposition groups. That protest will call for more economic parity, less government corruption, and the resignation of the president. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.